Chapter 8. For hundreds of years, European nations such as England, France, Spain, Portugal, and Holland imposed military and economic rule upon less advanced nations around the world. European military forces did the conquering, but what truly secured and maintained the conquest for hundreds of years, or even to this day, was the imposition of economic systems. These economic systems installed socioeconomic upper classes through which the foreign rulers could rule the masses of people and assume ownership and control of all resources. The model seems to have shifted throughout the 19th and 20th centuries. It became politically incorrect and thus costly, dangerous, and impractical for larger modern nations to openly conquer and openly rule colonies, foreign countries, and peoples. For centuries, the rich and powerful largely selected, controlled, or manipulated the entities common people accepted as their rulers or governments. However, in the era of Huxley and Orwell, people need to believe they are free, that is, electing their own leaders. After all, the most productive slave is the one who believes he is free and calling the shots, so to speak. The new model says that the citizen is served and protected by government and working for himself. And the experience of the 20th century did prove one thing. People are capable of watching the government seize half the fruits of their labor and not see this as slavery. Thus, socialism and fascism are trotted off to the dustbin of failed social experiments, and democracy and the free market economy have emerged as the new world order. All the while, multinational corporate capitalism has been quietly supplanting the colonial imperialist functions, once openly served by heads of state. Know anyone living in Eastern Europe? South America? Southeast Asia? Ask them how many of the bureaucratic names and faces changed as their nations converted to the free market economy. Sure, some new business entities arrived on the scene, some new corporate representatives, some bureaucracies renamed. Be that as it may, have the ruling classes really changed all that much? Is a decidedly different group of people reaping the profits in the new system? If not, why not?